Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
This week, as many of you will know, 32-year-old Longford woman Lindsay Bennett settled her High Court action over alleged misinterpretation of her cervical screening test slides. Lindsay is a single mum of two girls, Zoe age 12 and Hayley age 7, and with the help of her solicitor Gillian O'Mahony, she took the case in the hope of providing for the future care of her children. In court, Mr Justice Kevin Cross described Lindsay as a person of courage. Here is Lindsay after her case last Wednesday, speaking on the steps of the High Court.
I stand here today extremely grateful to everyone who has supported me and the girls since my first diagnosis in 2017. My family, friends, strangers, and of course, my legal team. I send my love to all the women and their families who have fought and continue to fight our heartbreaking illness. I can now focus on my own fight to stay alive as long as I can. To my daughters, Zoe and Hayley, I hope I have done enough to secure you both a future free from financial worries, and that even with me not here to guide you, that you can both pursue your dreams. And remember, Mammy loves you. There is a sense of relief that, you know, I have security for the girls now and for their futures, because being a single parent and just trying to make sure they have the best in life, and to know that unfortunately I probably will not be here much longer, I'll be able to have some peace knowing that that is sorted.
Well, a letter of regret was read out in the High Court on Wednesday from the head of the Cervical Check National Screening Programme, Fiona Murphy, and she expressed deep regret to Lindsay and her family. She also said she hoped that the settlement would provide her with some level of comfort, peace of mind and security. And I'm joined now by Lindsay and by her lawyer, Gillian O'Mahony. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Miriam.
Listen, good morning.
Lindsay, has the settlement offered you, Lindsay, that some level of comfort, peace of mind and security?
Yeah, it definitely has. And it's all thank you to Gillian's hard work. I don't think I would have been able to do any of this without her. She is truly amazing to have had it all ready to go on the 20th and of January, and then next thing it got adjourned, but she was ready to rock and roll. And I mean, we only found out on the 5th of November. She's just truly, truly amazing, and I am forever grateful to her.
Because I suppose all of this was happening during the pandemic and during lockdown, which made it all the more complicated, Gillian, didn't it?
It did indeed. And I suppose this was a case, Miriam, that proceeded with significant speed. I mean, Lindsay was diagnosed, she received her news in early November, and by the 10th of November, we were in the High Court looking for permission to fast-track these proceedings. On the 17th of November, our application to fast-track came before Mr Justice Cross. We had lawyers for all defendants in court, and the court set a very tight time frame with what was to occur, and we had a hearing date fixed for the 20th of January. So the case, you know, a case which would normally take a number of years to bring to fruition, was progressed in a number of weeks, and all through the pandemic also. And we were fortunately one of the cases where the court granted us permission and we retained our hearing date to proceed in January.
Well, and is this true, Lindsay? Is it when you were watching, I think, Vicky Phelan on, I think, the TV or listening to her already talking about her case, it's what really made you think about your own situation?
Well, I actually had brought all my smear letters in to the specialist the day that I got diagnosed, because I was like, this is so strange. How did I jump from everything being clear to suddenly having aggressive cancer? And then I had brought it to the attention of Dublin as well. And then it was when I seen Vicky, I was like, wait a minute. And this was a year and 4 months on. I said, no, there still definitely can't be something right about this. Nothing is adding up. So thank you to Vicky as well for bringing it to light and making me trust even more in my gut and realise that I was right.
And Lindsay, you know, you got screened from the age of 21. Was that partly because your mum had been diagnosed with cancer?
I think it certainly brought the reality that cancer can be in any home. And I just, as a daughter, I was like, I can never have this happen to my children. And Zoe was one at the time. And so, yeah, it certainly was part of the reason why I wanted to be so vigilant, as well as realising I ticked all the boxes of someone who should be having a smear test.
The Chief Medical Officer, Lindsay Tony Hulin, he offered his sympathies to you and to other women affected by the cervical check scandal this week, saying that the failure should not have happened. He also said he had a huge amount of regret as to what's happened to women in those situations. How did you feel when you heard that?
To be honest, I just stay away from anything that's got to do with the Chief Medical Officer. I can't live my life waiting for people to apologise to me properly. And, you know, I don't feel there's huge remorse in the words that have been said. And so, I mean, it's not going to save me. So I don't get bogged down with it, because you'll only end up getting really angry. And that's just not the way that I want to deal with this. I want to focus on getting better.
And actually, in December last year, you sent that really powerful video message to the Taoiseach asking for a change in the law to ensure that children of women who are victims of the cervical cancer controversy would be provided for. Tell me first of all about the video. And that's what's key about your case, isn't it? Because it's really focused on your dependents and them being looked after.
Well, I just have to say the video would not have been possible only for Sarah Foster in Mullingar from SJF Productions. She just made that video so personal and so beautiful. She had actually made the videos of me and the girls that I'd asked to do from when I was arranging my funeral. And she just was so good with me and let me be me and read out that letter and just bring to light how important it was for me, for my girls, to do this, and for no other women's children to have to go through the same pain, that they could all be supported.
And Gillian, I mean, Tánaiste Leo Varadkar, when your case was raised in the Dáil this week, Lindsay, he was asked about his previous comment that no woman would have to go to court again following the Ruth Morrissey case. Now, he did apologise, Lindsay, that your case wasn't settled sooner. But I'll bring you again in here, Gillian. I mean, why do you think that is happening, that people still, these women are still going to court?
I suppose, Miriam, Lindsay's case did proceed with Speed, however, and it did settle after a late night mediation. I think it was 1 a.m. we finished the mediation recently. But the easiest way to deal with these cases is that, arising from the Supreme Court decision in the Ruth Morrissey case, the HSC has primary liability to cervical check patients. So instead of involving all the labs, the HSC should take a proactive role here, and they should settle these cases at an early stage. The HSC have an indemnity from all the various laboratories. So instead of forcing Lindsay to be involved in a David and Goliath type situation where she is taking on numerous laboratories and the HSC should settle at an early stage and then pursue the laboratories and go to the indemnities. And that really would be the honourable position here for them to take.
And actually, Gillian, on prime time last Thursday, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, speaking to my colleague Fran McNulty, he referred women suffering the consequences of the cervical check or cervical cancer scandal to the upcoming tribunal, as did Minister Stephen Donnelly on Friday's News at 1. But that, Gillian, that wasn't an option open to Lindsay, is that correct?
No, that is correct. And I suppose the factual position is that Lindsay did not have the option of the tribunal. The tribunal was essentially set up to deal with smears that were performed or conducted during the cervical screening programme. Lindsay had a private smear done in 2010, which fell outside of the cervical check programme because she was under 25 and thus outside the remit of the tribunal. So she didn't, you know, she was factually precluded. Secondly, the cervical check tribunal didn't start functioning until December. And as I said earlier, on the 10th of November and 17th of November, we were in the High Court and we had a hearing date. So the tribunal wasn't even functioning at this stage. I suppose another issue is that the tribunal isn't an easy route. You still have to prove negligence. You still have to prove liability. And the tribunal, you know, if she had been eligible, it wouldn't have made it easier. The tribunal doesn't have the power to deal with a loss of dependency claim, which we fortunately did recover for Lindsay. And I suppose the final issue is that the tribunal provides that hearings are in private. And that would also, I suppose it would mean that women like Lindsay would not have the opportunity to tell their story because the tribunal is conducted otherwise than in public.
And Lindsay, I suppose, as I said earlier, it's an unusual case, your case, in that it focused this time on the issue of loss of dependency. You really wanted your two beautiful girls, you know, to be looked after. Does this settlement mean it will change things for other single mothers who may be victims like you of the cervical smear controversy, Lindsay?
I really, really hope that it does. And I hope that it makes women realise that no matter how hard it is, and I tell you, the process was so hard and so tough and I'm so exhausted, but that if you keep pushing and fighting for your girls or for your children, then, you know, it is possible to have a good outcome. And I hope that people have learned that, because it has been emotional, it's been mentally and physically so draining, but thankfully it has been worth it.
I mean, everyone has been touched by your courage, Lindsay, and your strength. What about people who would say, and I know I saw you in the Late Late saying it's important, you still want women to go for their smears, but when they say, look, it's only a screening system, Lindsay, and, you know, mistakes happen, things get missed. What would you say to that?
Well, I keep saying go with your gut, and it's funny, one of my cancer nurses said to me when I got diagnosed this last time, and I was just like, you know, my gut screamed at me not to do that double dose of chemo, like that is my signing my life away is how I feel about it. And she turned around to me and she said, Lindsay, in 4 years your gut has never failed us or you. And I think that women truly do need to believe in their gut, and if they're fortunate enough to start having any sort of symptoms, they need to run with them. And no matter if someone says to you it could be this or it could be that, no, that's not good enough. It's just like, okay, we'll start ticking these things that it could be off the list, so we know exactly what it is that I'm dealing with. So I think it's so important for women to keep pushing on. If they're not feeling well and they just feel something isn't right, keep going until you're given a definite answer. Do not let anyone make you feel like you are crazy or that you're obsessed with being sick. And do you know what? Sometimes it might be a case that thankfully it's nothing serious, but you'd rather be told that you're crazy and find out that it's nothing serious than to be told you're crazy and then to be in a situation down the road where...
Absolutely. You're heading to Mexico on Tuesday, Lindsay, for treatment. I know that means you have to leave your precious girls behind for 4 weeks. What kind of treatment are you hoping to get, and how difficult it is going to be for you to be away from your girls?
Yeah, so I think only that we have been in a pandemic and I've been able to be locked down with my girls and get some of the time back. I mean, I've missed so much time with them anyway over the last 4 years. But it's just fantastic that I've had this time, even though I wish it wasn't due to a pandemic. So I think it makes it a little bit easier going. But I mean, thank goodness for FaceTime.
Yeah.
You know, it's to give us a chance to spend more time together. So, I mean, it's a risk that I'm willing to take. And I've been speaking to other patients who have gone this route, and they give you kind of infusions and stuff of different immunotherapies, but they wouldn't be like toxic ones, and they use loads of different machines. So by the time I leave, I should have had over 200 treatments given to me before I leave. Wow. And it'll be 9-10 hour days, 6 days a week.
Wow. Well, look, Lindsay, everyone in the country is rooting for you, wishing you the very best. I haven't time to read out all the supportive texts and love here for you, but well done to you, Gillian, and congrats to you, Lindsay, on your settlement. And I wish you the very best to you and your girls. And when you go to Mexico, I wish you the very best there as well.